Artist Nikki Kennedy is from South Auckland, New Zealand. She's now based in Vancouver. And that is the song Revolution, brand new release from Nikki Kennedy. Julian Taylor here, and I'm so excited to play this brand new song. I've wanted to play it for a while now, and we finally get to slot it in. It's called Plant Your Dreams. Wonderful title for a song, right? And it's by Curtis Clearsky and the Constellations. It's a brand new single. It came out in February, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Living on a couple of dreams. kindness is gratitude we hold for you in our hearts. Upon this concrete, I raced down center 'cause I got this love burning real deep. And I'm probably late 'cause I always am. So I cut west in, traverse that Crescent Heights ridge. Which eastbound to rivers like lovers for its destiny. Upon their confluence, creator deemed this place of sanctity. A place of rest, or before the journey west.
That is brand new music from Ghost Keeper. How are you? You're listening to The Jukebox, and I am your host, Julian Taylor. Music coming up from a LA-based artist by the name of Otis Kane. We're going to play a song called Lost, which came out in June of 2021. It's described as a genre-bending, or blending, rather, R&B artist who is a multi-instrumentalist and producer. The song is from the album Purple Blue, and blue is spelt in capital letters. I'm not sure why, but they're an eccentric artist, and I think you're going to really enjoy this tune that's coming up shortly. Before that spins, we're going to play something from R&B soul artist Nuala Charles, a single called Ego, also spelt in capital letters. And Nuala Charles is a three-time Juno Award-nominated singer, songwriter, and Edmonton is her home. I've seen her live. It's brilliant, and I can't wait to play this for you right here, right now, on The Jukebox.
We took a ride on the south side. You said I'm lost. Hi, this is Indeedio, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll cry for peace.
That is a track from Lucky Dubé from the album Serious Reggae Business from 1996. He was a South African reggae star who recorded in Zulu, English, and Afrikaans. And that is a cover of Toots and the Maytals' Peace, Perfect Peace. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. And now it is time for Alpha Blondie, an artist from the Ivory Coast. And this is from the album Ja Glory. It is called Brigadier Zabadi. Here it is on the Jukebox. Sorry, I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies carnival, Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last December, Eric G., a student at the University of Hawaii, traveled from Honolulu to one of the harshest, most remote places on Earth, Antarctica.
Nothing really prepares you for that first moment when you step onto the ice. It's unreal. It's like nothing ever that I've experienced before in my life.
G was a fellow with the nonprofit Vilar Institute on an expedition led by explorer Robert Swan that raised awareness about the need to protect Antarctica. As the climate warms, many of Antarctica's glaciers and ice shelves are melting, and increasing human activity threatens the continent's fragile ecosystem. While there, the team helped with research and broadcast live to classrooms to teach students about Antarctica.
We spoke to 2 million young people from across the world.
G says growing up, his mom told him to always leave a place better than he found it.
And I feel like that's kind of where my passion thrived for environmental sustainability. You know, we only have one Earth, and it's our job to take care of it.
And he hopes that talking about his time in Antarctica inspires others to build a more sustainable future.
When you go there, you just kind of feel something different change inside of you. And I definitely felt that, and I still feel that today.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all. And it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage